to develop an 8.74-acre parcel located at 1876 North State Highway 165, a public water supply location with the following new 1,000-gallon-per-minute well, accompanying well house, and a 300,000-gallon water storage tank. The new well and storage will connect to the existing nearby public water system owned and operated by the same entity. So here we were on our Myers development project right here, Animal Safari Road. It's this parcel right there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where on the parcel are you going to put the...
Oh, I've actually got a drawing that I can show you. It's
a little
easier just to show you than
trying to
explain.
We're
about 800 feet off of
Animal
Safari, and two feet
uh-huh.
So it's kind of just
approximate
area, of course.
Well, that's all right. That's just what I was trying to... Yeah. You're going to do an elevated tank or ground tank?
Ground
tank.
Ground
tank. I thought you might be able to use one there.
Yep.
Is it in the fall?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yes.
So a little background on this. Right, currently the system is supported by two wells, both the south and north of this location here. We did a study recently showing that if one of the wells were to go down, we wouldn't be able to supply average daily demand. So we're looking to redundancy is what I'm looking for. Redundancy
to the system.
Yes. So recently we had some lightning strikes on other wells, and it takes a well out. It's a giant lightning run. So we're looking to increase the capacity of if one goes down, the other two more than handle the run.
Have you had an estimate on the depth of your well yet?
Yes, but again, it'll be approved by DNR.
I understand.
It'll
be 15, 16, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be approximately 1,500 feet, yes. deep bedrock.
I was in the water business free for many years.
Hopefully you don't hold it against me before I can remember.
No, I'm retired. Don't worry about it. That's an entirely different area down there.
You guys have any questions?
I think it's pretty straightforward what you're trying to do.
Can we get your name again for the record?
I'm sorry.
For our minutes.
My name is Andrew Holderness, and I represent Missouri American Water. Apologize for that. It's H-O-L, D as in dog, E-R-N-E-S-S.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. April 8th.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your patience this evening.
No worries, and have a good evening.
You too.
Too late.
George, I don't know what we're going to do with you.
I'm just calling for relief.
Scott, under old or new business, can at the start of the meetings, can we identify the time limit?
I had a great big note on my notes for the next meeting to get with you about setting a time limit if there's a big crowd. And you can set it whatever you want, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. You guys could vote on it as a group.
Do we have to vote on it?
Well, you don't have it in your policy. As long as you guys agree somehow to adopt.
You mean
for
how long to break?
No. Yeah.
How long people can...
How long public speaking?
Oh, well, you...
You can set a time if there's
you
a big crowd.
You can set a time, but it's in the minutes. I set a time last month. What good did it do me?
It didn't work?
No. He never asked me to set the time.
He never does.
I had it running over here, but...
He never does.
But, yeah, before the meeting, if you want to as a board, set the public hearing... If you're not a party to the case, to limit you to 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then I'll keep it running.
I've always done it kind of with a feel for the thing, you know. People like to come here and be heard. I don't care if they do repeat. They like to, and I'm pretty much in favor of wanting to go home, maybe, but I like to think they ought to be heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other opinions on that? Or?
Just about bringing some more chairs in.
More likely. More than likely.
Do you have anything, Scott, for us?
No, I sure don't.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.